Lynn Parsons, podcast number 30, the 4th of March, 2006.
Oh! You're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons!
It's a girl! Podcast!
Hello, I am that girl podcast. So glad you can be with us. We're in the chalet down the bottom of the garden. And I made the mistake of turning things up earlier on, and they're very, very hot in here. Although outside the barometer reads -3. Might have to take the jumper off. Tintin, I think that jumper's got to come off. Sports boy, you got... Here we go. I have to take my hat off. Got my hat on for this.
Yeah!
Thank you! Yeah! Can we be careful? We have got clothes on underneath, haven't we? Oh, the hat's come off as well. Yeah! We have so much for you tonight, and we're showing so much more than we would have been. As I say, very warm in the house tonight. Got some great music that will make you want to shake your bits and pieces. Hey, I went to see Sinatra last night. I did. The show that's on the Palladium in London. Tell you all about it shortly. Had an interesting ticket sale from an inspector. And I was talking at the WI tonight. That's the Women's Institute to you. Got some blues for you. Yeah, we got really into the blues on this show. This is Big George Jackson's Blues Band and Biscuits and Molasses, baby.
Susan May. Met a girl, her name
for Susan May. Well, she had me so nervous that I didn't know what to say. I said, Mama, Mama, what am I gonna do? She said, biscuits and molasses, boy, biscuits and molasses will do.
How good is that? Big George Jackson Blues Band and Biscuits and Molasses. And molasses, of course, we in the UK would call that treacle, I guess, dark treacle. And one of the most fantastic lines from any song has got to be Alana Miles' Black Velvet, where she sings that sun is setting like molasses in the sky. So cool. Was at the WI tonight, the Women's Institute. They're set up all over the UK. I don't think they're anywhere else in the world. And it's just where women go to do women's things. And I think in the past it was things like, well, certainly there was a fabulous film called Calendar Girls that was about the WI. And they kind of made cakes and things in the nude and had naughty photographs of them taken in order to raise money for cancer relief, because one of the women that ran the Women's Institute in a certain part of the UK had a husband that sadly died of cancer. And an incredibly successful film. Anyway, none of these women were naked tonight. And you know, there was a man. I didn't ask. I mean, I just thought, I kept thinking, one of these women has got a very deep voice. And at some point I said, it's all women in here, isn't it? And this little voice piped up, oh, I'm me. I said, who are you? And he said, I'm John. I thought it was best not to ask. Did a little talk about DJing and stuff like that. It was, do you know... It's so interesting what people ask. They just don't ask you anything to do with DJing. Do you know, my big end's gone, John said. And I said, well, I haven't seen it. But if you ask the lady on the door, she might be able to help you. No, it was really good fun. They gave me a plant for talking. It's called a heepie. It is. But they've said, I need to get it out of the car because it's -3 outside. And they said, it mustn't get in the... mustn't get in a cold light, so I'll have to put it next to me hot water bottle in bed or something. You wouldn't want to turn over though, because it's quite prickly. You wouldn't want to turn over in the night without your pyjamas on. Well, maybe you would. Maybe you would. Went to see Sinatra last night. Everybody's talking about this show. I understand it was quite big in the States. Well, that's what they're saying anyway. And if you're not sure what it is, they've taken lots of home footage with the permission of Sinatra's family. Frank Sinatra, of course, there is only one, isn't there? And they've got 19 dancers, a full orchestral band, and just the most amazing footage of Sinatra, who's kind of about, oh, I don't know, 50 feet high, if you like. He's just projected onto the stage. So he's not actually there, but you wouldn't have expected him to be there. And he tells his life story. And I'm not sure when that was recorded or how they got it, but they've got little bits of interviews he did. And it really sounds like he's there. It was an extraordinary feat in terms of technical. And I'm thinking that maybe the people that produced it technically will win awards. I'm not totally convinced. I mean, it's not that I didn't like it. I am not totally convinced that everybody will love it. But anyway, the jury's out on that one. And I'm sure the newspapers over the next week will have their fair share of things to say about Sinatra. If you're a fan, go and see it. You'll have a jolly good time. Actually, the machinery broke down last night and we had 5 minutes to have an ice cream before it all came back again. But it kind of broke the ice a bit. It was good. And if you're looking for the best song in it, in terms of performance and things, his performance, Mr. Sinatra, and then the dancers with that performance, That's Life, is just, that's the song to listen for. Only my opinion, of course. On my way into town last night, I stopped at a little railway station. I did. It was a little railway station that had a ticket machine, but not the official ticket office. Anyway, it wouldn't take my money. I had a £10 note. I'm feeling rich last night. All I wanted was a travel card. So I got on the train and then I had to change another station. This gets very complicated. So I was on another train and the inspector comes up, as he does just before you get into Waterloo. He says, excuse me, miss, can I see your can I see your ticket? And I said, no, but could I have an all zone travel card, please? And he said, of course, here we are, £6.30. Puts it in my hand and the ticket. And then I get down to the tube, right, and I'm supposed to be going to see Sinatra, and it's coming on stage at 7.30, and it's 7.15, and I'm not at the London Palladium yet. And it won't go through the bit, you know, where it opens the doors and things to the tube. I said to the woman there, can you just let me through? Can you let me through the gate? She said, oh, no, that travel card's for March the 5th. I said, hang on, it's March the 3rd. That travel card's for March the 5th. I said, you know, I've been given this, but oh, you can't travel with that. And I said, no, I've got to go and see the Sinatra show. You've got to let me go through. I had a ticket to the future and I couldn't use it. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
You have one message.
Hello, Lynn, my lovely. Tom here. No, not the peeping one. It's Tom Baker. Love the podcast. You must invite me down the chalet sometime, darling. Toodle pimp.
Blimey! Toodle pip?
And he's intercepted. He's got acres of space. Past next door's cat. He's left him standing. Oh, and he's over the garden fence. Superb footwork there. This could be a real opportunity. He's one-on-one with the chalet door, and they've left it wide open. It must be. It's got to be. It is. It's Sports Boy.
Hello, this is Sports Boy, and this is my sports report. Football. Lots of international friendlies this week, with the wins for Italy beating Germany 4-1, England beating Uruguay 2-1. However, there were surprise defeats for Sweden, losing 3-0 to the Republic of Ireland, France losing at home 2-1 to Slovenia. Also this week, the fixtures for the 2008 European Championships were being released. England start with a home game against Andorra, which could be the first international game to be played at the new Wembley. Cricket. After day three of the first test, England's score of 393 looks to be enough to take the lead into the second innings. India are 322 for 9. South Africa 289 for 7 in 50 overs beat Australia 93 runs in 34.3 overs by 196 runs to take a 2-0 lead in their one day series. Don't forget, it's on. Don't forget, it's only 12 days to go before the Commonwealth Games start in Melbourne, Australia. That's it from Sports Boy. Goodbye, speak to you soon.
All right, before you go, Sports Boy, I don't really want you to go over the fence because a little birdie tells me it's Henri's birthday and we've made a gorgeous organic chocolate cake with icing on it. So I'd stay where you are, if that's all right. Got some great music for you now. This is Adrienne Pearce, a track called Fool's Gold. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She's from California and she was discovered by Avril Lavigne's manager in a cafe in Vancouver. Check her out for yourself.
Too many, there's so many, there's too many of us. And everyone's hoping to be the one spun, striving to go outshine the sun. It's fool's gold glory. Nothing is growing, nothing is flowering from these times. It's fool's gold glory. Nothing is flowing. We're just seagulls pulling up scraps.
at Adrienne Pierce, Fool's Gold. Found her on the Podsafe Network this week. Music Network, I should say. We're going to refer to that now as the... what are we going to refer to it as, Tintin? Oh, no, tell me. Go on, just tell me what it...
PMN.
PMN, not PMT, but PNM. Podsafe Music Network. PMN. Yeah, that's it. If we can remember it, we'll refer to it as that, which will save us time. You never know. Adrienne Pierce, as I say, discovered by... Hang on a minute. Oh, I suppose it's cold, isn't it? Come in then. Come on. In you come. Oh, for heaven's sake. Cool, Flip. Look, we've got Sports Boy here. Any chance of just throwing a cushion round you? You need it, don't you?
I need a couple of cushions.
You need a couple of cushions. Henri only needs one, but Delphine, you definitely need three.
I need more than one.
How was your week? You what?
Drefois.
Oh, dear. So what's happened?
God. It means so cold.
I know, apart from being cold, Delphine doesn't look happy.
Well, she wouldn't.
You know. No, I've had a bit of a week.
Yes.
A bit of a week.
Mm. You know she passed her test last week?
Yes.
Was it only last week?
No, it was, yes.
So you've only been driving a week?
It seems longer.
Is it?
It seems much longer.
Is she driving you everywhere, or is she just driving you mad?
Up at the wall? Down the road in the garden pass.
Oh, gosh. Have you got a licence that takes you up the wall? My A to Z never ever took me up the wall. It took me round the bend, but never up the wall.
Oh, yes, my school's everywhere. Yes.
Come on, then. You haven't had an accident, have you?
Oh, well, I did have a little bit of a contretemps with the next door neighbour, yes.
Oh. Not the major?
No, with a little girl.
Not Emily?
Yes.
Is she all right?
Not Emily herself.
No.
But her little friend.
No. What do you mean?
Yes, Trevor.
It's dreadful.
No, Trevor.
Trevor.
A pet
mouse. No.
Oh, I was only reversing.
Oh, no. Is he all right?
No.
Oh.
No. Squeak, squeak.
Aubrey, oh Lord, it's your birthday. I've made you an organic chocolate cake.
It is my birthday, yes.
Here it comes. Bring it in. Sports Boy, I know you're after one of these. What are those round... Did you put those round balls on it, Sports Boy? Did you put those little chocolate footballs on it? No. That's really good on...
You're really good on podcasting.
It is very good on podcasting, the nodding and the... He's reading the Iliad and the Odyssey.
Hopefully he can sing the happier birthday.
Yeah, we are doing this. We are clear out. Now,
why
hang
is
on a minute.
Like that?
Did we not light a candle last? Now what's the fire warden Bob going to say?
No,
I don't think we better do the candle tonight.
No candles.
She said last week. He said last week it was not to happen again.
No.
And quite frankly, I don't want to cross him. Do you know? I've got a little look. Oh, I hope the battery's working. That's a fire alarm.
Oh. Yes, he went off last week. Probably
I was wondering what you were pushing. She was pushing something very strange.
New batteries. So without the use of a candle and without the aid of a safety net. Happy birthday to
me.
Happy birthday to you.
To me.
Happy birthday, dear Henri.
That's me.
Happy birthday to you.
To
So, are there going to be any celebrations after the show tonight, or...?
Yes, I will be having a bigger celebration.
You ain't going to invite me, or...?
No. I was just going to sit down in front of the television and watch The French Connection.
Oh, la, la.
With a bottle of red, a bottle of white, and some little crispies.
Oh, am I invited?
No, you're going to bed.
Oh.
Is anyone invited, Henri?
The parrot.
How is he?
Good. He's cold.
He's cold.
He's cold.
He's got feathers.
Yes, but they come from hot countries.
Anybody listening that knits clothes for animals, if you could knit a little coat for the cockatoo We would love you to send it in. So, well, how many?
That's so high.
You better email us, and then we'll send you our details. It's LYNN, Lynn at lynnparsons.net. Clothes for the cockatoo. Okay, yes.
It's a new appeal.
Yes, a little jumper.
It's what?
A new appeal.
Appeal.
A new appeal.
Yes, like the blue Peter.
Clothes for the cockatoo.
Yes. Clothes the cockatoo.
A podcast
the cockatoo
appeal.
Must be clothed. Yes.
Well,
it is all right for us. Hey, did you hear? You have an English version of us. But he just walks around the country with a girlfriend. They walk from John O'Groats.
Naked.
To the, what's the other, what's the other place? John O'Groats is up above.
Land's End.
Yes, he did it.
Yeah, but he doesn't do any cleaning. I think you should send him one of your cleaning by hypnosis tapes. Ah. I've got some fabulous music from a very warm country here. Oh. Do you know, when I was checking...
Jingle?
You what?
Do we jingle?
You can do what you like to this. It is very exotic. It's called Medejon Leva. And it is by an artist called Irene.
No te dignas siquiera mirar. Ven solo acércate a mí y sedúceme, sedúceme. Me haces dudar de lo que siento, en no saber si es el momento de acercarme a ti. ¿Qué pensarás tú de mí? En la mano te veo mirarme y no puedo creer que te acerques y me hables a mí. Que si puedo notar tu aliento, yo siento que se estremece mi cuerpo. No puedo oírte hablar cuando me miras, yo creo levitar. La verdad, me siento perdida cuando tu boca se acerca a la mía. Esto es un sueño, tal vez me haces desinhibirme y solo me dejo llevar. Me haces perder el control de mí misma y no puedo elegir. Pienso que me equivoqué, no debe ser así, no así. Me haces dudar de lo que siento, el no saber si es el momento de acercarme a ti. ¿Qué pensarás tú de mí? Con la copa en la mano te veo.
tal vez me apresé sin irme y solo, solo me dejo llevar.
Well, that might just be about as sexy as we get tonight. Irene and Midejo Levar. The excitement of seeing these two new songs that landed on the PodSafe Music Network this week. Sorry, do you know what I'm doing now, don't you? I'm trying to think of the abbreviation and I'm never going to get there, so we'll just do it at the PodSafe Music Network. This week, Irene delivered two little tunes on the 2nd of March. That under the category of jazz. Careful what you're standing on, Tintin. You're going to have to wash your shoes now. It's meant to be lucky. And that was Midejo Levar. And in the excitement of it all, I forgot to look up where she came from. I'm thinking that's sounding a little Portuguese. I need to sort it out, really. But there's another track that's much jazzier and up by her that is just fabulous, and we may play that in the next couple of weeks, which is called Un Nuevo Camino, Baby. Baby. It doesn't say baby on the end, but, you know, it just makes it sound like I know what I'm talking about. I also found a great trip-hop track that I'm like, yeah, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. You thinking I'm cool, and you're right, because it's -3 degrees outside. It's been great to have your company. Thank you for sharing 30 minutes with us. And as I say, you can email us at lynn@lynnparsons.net. The website address, if you want to check us out, is lynnparsons.net. As simple as that. Now, all of the music played on the show is from the PodSafe Music Network. You can check it out at music.podshow.com. Whatever you do, don't abbreviate it, because no one will understand. They'll get very confused. And if you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, keep it to yourself.
You have one message.
Hello, Lynn, my lovely. Tom Baker here again. Listen, I don't want to make a nuisance of myself, but as an added incentive for the chalet invite, I promise to bring the iced buns, the Earl Grey and a few jelly babies. Hope to hear from you soon. Toodle pip.
All non-music material copyright Lynn Parsons, 2006.